Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
What is this year's theme? It's what? It's a year of breakthrough and glory. And last week we talked about this sign up here is like a scientific sort of abstract sign that happens when a sonic boom happens. So one circle means your sound. Two, three, four circles are a multitude of sounds. In other words, everybody carries a sound, and we put our sounds together and it becomes a force. Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. They were in the upper room in one accord. It wasn't just one of them, there was 120 of them, that the sound of heaven came and they released the sound. And what happened is when you have a sonic boom, the sound increases and the acceleration increases, but at the same time, what happens when you're about to go from subsonic to supersonic, what happens is there's resistance, turbulence. And what happens in people's lives is many times we back off the resistance. And scientists or whoever put a name on it, they called it the sound barrier, but it actually was never a barrier, it was just resistance. Because a barrier will stop you from going through. Resistance can't stop you from going through unless you let it. And so as we see, the arrowhead is Jesus, putting our focus on him, making him the reason, making him everything. And then what happens, there is a breakthrough and then there's an acceleration. And what happens is you leave all the things that you're trying to break through behind and you go into a new place. So that's what God wants to do this year. He wants it to be a year of breakthrough and a year of glory, his way. We'll break this down all through the year, but I want to speak to you today on this. I want to talk to you about the anointing leads to breakthrough. The anointing leads to breakthrough. Thanks, Mitch. The anointing leads, he's happy he's married. The anointing leads to breakthrough. All his Instagram followers have dropped since he's got married because all these single girls all over the world thought, oh, Mitch is single. And now it's just dropped. Come back. You don't follow people because they're single. You follow them because they're anointed. I just made that up, by the way. That's not true. He's anointed, but they haven't dropped. I don't know if they've dropped. I haven't looked. Anyway. It's the anointing. Jesus was in Joseph's house. Remember, he was Joseph's son, but he really was the son of God. And then one day, God in heaven came upon him in the form of a dove, and the Holy Spirit came, and the Father said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. From there, he went to the wilderness. It was turbulent. It was resistant from the enemy, but he kept focus on his journey. And then he walks out of the wilderness into the place where the tabernacle, the temple. And he says in Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Not just in me, upon me. Because he has anointed me. Everyone shout, anointed. He's anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to preach good news to the poor. In other words, I've come to bring breakthrough. And the Bible says in Acts chapter 2 that the Holy Spirit came upon them and there was a sound in that place from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. So there was this sound that was released and God came upon them and the anointing brought a breakthrough, and what rose that day was a mighty powerful army. So I want to go to an Old Testament story, one of my favorite people in the Bible, King David. Pastor Tim Hall preached on this the last Sunday of the year, and he didn't know what the theme was. I thought he knew, and he actually didn't know. And so I went up to him and said, don't say anything. And he tried not to, and he sort of didn't, but he did it pretty well. But it's good. So in the future, if I think he doesn't know something, I won't say anything to him. Amen. He's lost 30 kilograms. 20, 20, 23. 23, that's a lot. He's got four less stripes on his pajamas now. It's my dad joke right there. The Bible says, when the Philistine heard David had been anointed, when they heard that he was a shepherd boy, they didn't say, well, when they heard he played the guitar. When they heard he was anointed to be king of Israel, they mobilized their forces to capture him. So they weren't interested in him before that until they discovered he was anointed king. But David was told they were coming, so he went to the stronghold. The stronghold wasn't a place to hide. The stronghold was a place to protect. You and I each have a stronghold. It's called the presence of God. In fact, the Bible says the righteous run into him and they are safe. The Bible says that he is our mighty tower, our strong tower. He is our stronghold. So if you want to live in a safe place, live where God is, in his presence. There was a storm outside in a boat. The disciples were freaking out. Jesus was asleep. And they come down, they're freaking out. They said, we're going to sink. See, what the disciples didn't understand is all they needed to do was hold on to Jesus. And if the boat went down, they wouldn't go down because Jesus doesn't sink. So you'll never drown with Jesus. Just ask Peter. He walks on the water, starts sinking because he looks at everything else, the waves, and Jesus picks him up. Because where Jesus is, it's a stronghold. But where Jesus is, there's safety. Where Jesus is, there's protection. So David goes into the stronghold. And the Bible says the Philistine arrived and spread out across the valley. So David asked the Lord, everyone say, ask God. Should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me? So in other words, he knew that the battle wasn't his. It was God's battle. And he just needed to come into agreement with what he wanted to do. If you want to learn how to live successful in your life, love God and obey God. Simple to say, harder to do. Loving him and obey him. By the way, Pastor Andy has just written a book called Jesus Over Everything, which is coming out in a few weeks. I just read it the other day, and it is an amazing book, and we honor you, and every one of you need to get it. It's going to come out with our boom album, Jesus Over Everything, at the same time. It's a great, great book. And so the reason why it's great, because it mentions me so many times in the book. No, I'm joking. And so he asked God, could you ask God this year? When the enemy tries to come and attack you, just ask God. If you're anointed, you might as well just say, hey, hello. The enemy does not like you anyway, but he doesn't like you when you're anointed because the anointing breaks his strongholds. So they come and get him and he says, shall I go out and fight them? Will you hand them over to me? And the Lord replied to David, yes, go ahead. And so I certainly will hand them over to you. So David went to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines. Listen to David. I reckon he was a boomer for sure. I reckon he was a planet shaker for sure. I reckon he was a planet kidder for sure. Planet Unia. I reckon he was just a Christian. It says this. The Lord did it. He didn't say, I did it. I built it. You know, this church, it isn't Russell and Sam built it. And no, the Lord did it. We just said yes to him. The Lord built Planet Shakers. Planet Shakers, I didn't make up. He gave us that name. The Lord did it. The Lord is the one. It's the Lord. And so he said, he burst through my enemies like a raging flood. I'm here to tell you this year that God is going to burst through the enemies of your life like a raging flood. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about whether it's sickness, whether it's depression, whether it's poverty, whether it's loneliness, whether there's hopelessness, whether it's fear. God's going to burst out against your enemies that try to hold you back from being who God called you to be. So there he is. And they took the Philistines, they abandoned their idols, so David and the men confiscated them because he didn't want the children of Israel to worship these idols. And so it goes on and it says, but after a while, say after a while, the Philistines returned again and spread out. See, that's the plan of the devil. He is so obvious. You have a breakthrough and things will be going good and then he'll try to stop you again. It's just his MO. And when you understand it's his MO, you go, okay. I can't rely on yesterday's victory. I got to ask God for today. Because if I rely on yesterday's victory and rely on how we did it yesterday, then what's going to happen is even if we win, we'll take the credit. But if we rely on what God says and he says, go around the back way instead of going forward and attack them from behind, then we understand that God is the one who gave us a strategy. And so he's the one who gets the glory. So you can have success, but not have God's success. So there they are. And the Bible says, and so David did what the Lord commanded. He struck down the Philistines all the way back from Gibeon to Giza. In fact, in other words, they just didn't have a breakthrough, friends. They had warp speed breakthrough. They took over more places than the Philistines thought they could even let go. So let's talk about this really quick. What got the attention on David was the anointing. See, David was anointed by the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit came upon him. In 1 Samuel, David's there playing his guitar in the field. He's looking after the sheep. He's there doing his stuff. You know, he's like, praise him, praise him, praise him. Yeah. And the sheep go, bah, bah. When the drop comes, the sheep go crazy. They lose their mind. Even if they have a mind. They taste good though, sheep. Have you eaten lamb? Who likes lamb here? Yeah, come on. None of this vegan stuff. It's not even human. God created meat to eat because he put in eat, meat, meat, eat, not vegan, the egg-an. And all the vegans leave the church. Well, get some meat in your life and you'll get solid. I'm joking. We got some of our staff that are vegans. That's good. I love them. Praise the Lord for them. What a very disappointing life, not being able to eat chicken or beef or very disappointing life. Nothing like a steak dripping down your beard, making you skinny, protein, none of this carb sort of stuff. Broccoli. Meat, broccoli. Well,
sorry, Lord, got caught.
I love vegans. I love that.
Stop getting caught.
Right. It's when you're trying to be cool, you get caught. Anyway. David's there and the brothers there, they're all like, hey, yeah, what's up? They're flexing. Just like Pastor BJ does when he leads worship. Flexing. There's Andy, drumming. Notice Joth doesn't do that because he can't. Pastor Tavonga, he's there. He's like, hey, I'm the Lion King. I don't know. He's got that African sound and that strong look. And then there's Pastor Joe. And then there is Pastor Neil, who's a great man of God. Just want you to know that he is a great man of God. And George Clooney. Pastor Steve, George Clooney's brother, the Silver Fox. Amazing. Anyway, praise the Lord. So, David's there, his brothers. David's not even invited to the party. You ever been to one of those places and never been invited to the party or the wedding? Oh, I thought I was their best friend. They told me I was their friend and I didn't even get invited to their party. So when I have a party, they're not coming. I'm just going to invite the sheep and I'm going to invite other people. But David wasn't even invited. Talk about insecurity that could have come in. But what David was doing was looking after his dad's sheep. You want to live a life of breakthrough, look after what your father wants you to look after. Because if you look after what he wants you to look after, then he will entrust to you a palace, then he will entrust to you a kingdom. So Samuel comes, and he goes, first son, he goes, wow, he's hot. No, God says, no, he's not the one. Well, maybe he's the second son. No, it's not him. Third son, no. And then after seven, he goes, is there another son? Is there anyone else? And God says, your rings are very loud, by the way. You're clapping. I'm like, what is, who's tapping there? Thank you, George Clooney. I appreciate it for your distraction. Anyway, there he is. And he goes, no, there's another boy, David. Well, bring him. David says, hey, what's up? And the Lord says, he's the one. I'm here to tell you, the Lord says, you're the one. The Spirit of God has anointed each one of you. He picked you out. You're the one. You might feel like insignificant. You might feel like people forgot about you, but God hasn't forgotten about you. You're looking after the sheep, but he says, I've got a palace because I can trust you with the sheep, so I know you'll look after the people. So he anoints him. Everyone say anoint. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes upon him. He changes. So number one, David was anointed. Number two, the anointing on David is what got him in the palace. There's David playing his guitar. Like, I reckon if David was anyone on our team, it would be Josh Ham. You know? Because David actually had red hair. Just want you to know that. They would be like, right. I do a really bad Josh Ham, but anyway. And so David's playing his guitar. The king Saul, he's getting tormented because he'd gone out of the anointing, gone out of the covering of God and become independent instead of God dependent. And so he's getting tormented. And so one of his advisors goes, hey, king, there's this guitar player, harp player. When he plays, he's so gifted. But what they didn't really understand, there's a lot of gifted harp players in Israel, but there was something about David that stood out. What was the thing that stood out? It was the anointing. And so it was the anointing that got him in the palace, because God wanted to teach him how the palace operated. So when he became the king and took over, he would have seen firsthand how to operate palace stuff. But it was the anointing that got him in the palace. Number three, the enemy went after David because of the anointing. The enemy, what goes after you and I because we're anointed. He doesn't go after us if we're not anointed. He goes, I don't like them. But when you're anointed, he goes, they're a problem to me because they're plundering hell and populating heaven. They're operating in their God-given gift that God has given them. They're doing stuff like that is amazing. And so the devil will try to use situations, people, attacks, or different things to attack your anointing. When I was at school, I was good at sport, I was good at music. I was a pastor's kid in a really rough school. And so I was bullied a lot. And I wouldn't tell people that my dad was a pastor. I told them that he was a doctor. I didn't lie because he was a doctor of divinity. But I'd be bullied and people tried to intimidate. I had lots of friends, but I at times I'd go, why am I feeling isolated? Why am I people attacking me? Why am I put down? And then I discovered as I've got older, even religious people don't like the anointing you carry. And I remember that there were some people, some leaders that were intimidated, were being mean to me. And I'm like, why are they being mean to me? I just want to help people. Why are they being mean to me? And then God said to me, he goes, it's the anointing that you carry. It was the anointing you carried when you're in school that got the bullies to try to intimidate you. Oh, I've just
hit something in the spirit there. Some of you are going through stuff and you think it's you. But it's not you, it's what you carry. And instead of getting intimidated and disappointed and hurt and go, oh, woe is me, get in your shower and start dancing. Get in your house and start dancing and go, wow, I must be anointed, because here comes the turbulence and resistance is there, but I'm anointed. David wasn't targeted by the enemy. He wasn't targeted by anything until they understood he was anointed. And when you understand you're anointed, the Bible says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says that greater is he, the anointed one, that's in you, than he that is against you. So instead of getting upset at the person, just understand it's the devil's ploy to push them to attack your anointing. Let's keep going. The reason why the anointing is so important, it's because the anointing, the Bible says, breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10:27 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and your yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. It's the anointing that breaks depression. It's the anointing that breaks sickness. It's the anointing that breaks poverty. It's the anointing. It's the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus says, because he has anointed me to heal, to set free, to loose, to he's called me to declare the year of favor. That's the anointing of God. When it's on your life, strongholds are broken. It's the anointing that breaks you. I gotta hurry. It's the anointing that imparts truth. 1 John 2:20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. The Holy Spirit's job is to lead you into all truth. By the way, every word, everything you hear needs to be put through the word. Because the Holy Spirit will never speak to you about doing something that doesn't line up with the word. God, you know, I don't care if they're a prophet's prophet, prophet. They might prophesy of you, but does it line up with what God's word says? And if it doesn't line up or you don't understand it, put it on the shelf. Don't worry about them. Just put it on the shelf. I don't understand it, but I thank God he's got my future in hand. It's the anointing. I better hurry. It's the anointing that enables you. Acts 1:8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You receive power. That word power means ability. That word power means efficiency. And that power means might. God, you will receive power and anointing when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. You will receive power, enabling. You see, this church isn't here because I'm so talented or Sam's super talented. It's here because God enabled an insecure pastor's kid to believe him that God is bigger than anything that he could ever do. You see, it's the anointing that enables you. It takes you from being subsonic, a sub sound, to supersonic, a supernatural sound. It takes your natural and takes you into supernatural. It takes your ordinary and makes it extraordinary. It takes your natural and makes it supernatural. That's what the anointing does. That's why we need the anointing. Because if I'm the devil, I'm going to attack people who have the anointing, because that attacks. If I can stop them, then I can disable them instead of God enabling them. If I can get them to believe that they can't be used like God wants them to be used for him, then I've got their thinking. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So when instead of living under this anointing and say, I'm anointed by God, I don't deserve it. See, this is what the devil says. You don't deserve it. Guess what? We don't. But when you understand he made a way for us where there seems no way, it's not because of what we did. It's because of what he did. So my focus isn't my works. My focus is what he did. And so all of a sudden, I stop living in a moment of where I'm living disabled in my thinking. I'm now living enabled. It's the anointing that enables you. So if I'm the devil, I will attack the anointing and get people to minimize it. because then I can minimize the enabling power of that over their life. Better hurry, hey? It's the anointing that gives you authority. Matthew 10. And Jesus called his disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. But here's the thing about Jesus. The Bible says Jesus comes out in the power of the Spirit in Luke chapter 4. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me. You know what Jesus was declaring? He'd gone from Jesus, Joseph's son, to Jesus the Christ. And the Christ means the anointed one. So Jesus just is the one who can give you authority because he is the anointed one. Jesus is the one who is the anointed one. Jesus is the one who gives you power. That's why our focus should always be Jesus, because he's the one who brings breakthrough. It shouldn't, you see, if you magnify other things, you try to give them power, but they don't have power to break through. For example, I love sport, and if all I do is magnify sport, it will never break me through into what God's called me to be. If I magnify money, it's all about money, I live my life about money, and magnify that, that will never break me through. I might get more money, but I won't be free of other things. Only Jesus can break you through and break you free on anything of the past. And by the way, when you put him first, he'll look after your money. When you put him first, he'll look after your family. When you put him first, he'll look after your health. When you put him first, he'll look after your future. When you put him first, that's what he promised. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus is the anointed one. That's why we sing about him. That's why we sing about his love and his power. Why? Because we make him big, and when you make him the point of your life, it creates a momentum that breaks you through. So I'm asking, who wants, you see, if you have Jesus living in you, you're anointed, but he comes upon you, you're anointed. He lives in you for you. Comes upon you, the Holy Spirit comes upon you for to do the works of the kingdom. But the problem is, I might have it, but not honor it. It's like if you have a gift and you don't honor the gift that's in your life, it will never develop to be something great. And you might have the anointing, which if you're a Christian and you're filled with the Spirit of God, you are anointed. But when you don't honor it, and when you don't value it, you don't operate in it, and you don't release it to where it could go. So if you say, I want to be that person that is anointed like King David, they'll get me in places that I never thought I'd even get into. That even though I'm being attacked at times, that's just part of the process because it's the anointing. They're not attacking me, they're attacking the anointing that's on me. They're trying to minimize it. I'm going to be a person who lives in the anointing, the enabling of God. I'm going to be a person who lives in the authority of heaven. I'm going to be a person who lives with the anointing that breaks the yokes of strongholds over people's lives. I'm going to be a person who makes Jesus the focus of my life because he's the anointed one. If that's you, I want you to stand wherever you are. Jesus is the anointed one. So, if that's you, this is what I want us to do. We're going to honor his presence. Would you lift your hands to heaven? And would you pray after me? Holy Spirit, say a bit of force. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come upon me, empower, to enable me to live according to the promises of God's word, that you'd reveal who Jesus is to me. I receive it by faith, your impartation, your power. I receive it today in the name of Jesus. And now I speak to every limitation, every obstacle, everything that would stand in my way. I speak to it under the anointing, under the authority of heaven. I speak to sickness to be gone. I speak to lack to be gone. I speak to it in Jesus' name. And now, because I've invited you, because I've received it, because I've declared it, now release it in my life. Release it in the people around me. Let your anointing move.
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com on an email or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.